A small group of tapestry students wore hard hats as they gathered at the construction site of a new building on Great Arrow Avenue. One of the students had the honor of waving a yellow construction flag to the crews, signaling them to hoist the steel beam into place.
And regime will wave the flag and have this steel beam hoisted up and ready.
Tapestry broke ground last August for expansion next to the current school campus.
Right,
Tapestry Executive Director Eric Clapper also announced that there will be another kindergarten class added at the school.
We're going to be increasing an additional kindergarten class. That will allow us to reduce our class size to a 10-to-1 student-to-teacher, certified teacher ratio.
An open house for the new kindergarten will be held this Friday. Clapper noted, as the school's physical footprint expands, an improvement plan is underway for academic achievements.
Continue to increase the academic program strength, but key to that is the school culture, and that's what we really attribute a lot of our success to, the school culture that's unique to our school. Teachers are happy, students are happy, they feel love, they feel attention.
The school has a diverse population of students. Clapper says an Erie County Legislature committee recently approved the school's request to help fund another social worker at the school to meet social and emotional needs of their students.
A subsidized position, which would make it very affordable for us at Tapestry to have a social worker on site. Erie County has been gracious enough to allow us those funds so that we can have that subsidized person. So every help we can get, you know, City of Buffalo has students and families that have experienced a good amount of trauma, and we want to be able to address every single need that we possibly can.
The new building is expected to be completed in August. Each student in kindergarten through fifth grade had a chance to sign their name to the steel beam to be part of the school's expansion history. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.
All right, guys, what do you think?